Hi, this is Bob, and today I'm going to be talking about unit conversion. Unit conversion, going from one unit to another. Let me start with the idea of what unit conversion is and give you some simple examples of when such conversions are useful. Unit conversions are mathematical steps that you take to take a measured value that is expressed in one unit of measurement and represent it in a different unit of measurement. You don't want to change the physical measurement, only changing the units of the measurement. When you're done, the answer should still be an accurate value for what was measured, but now it's expressed in a different unit. For instance, 1 foot and 12 inches are both accurate values for the same length, but expressed in different units. The method to do this depends on multiplying or dividing the original number by fractions with a numerator and denominator that are equal to one another, but are expressed in different units. A simple example of this is the conversion of the number of inches into feet. Let's use 100 inches. The math would look like 100 inches times the fraction 1 foot over 12 inches, which is an equality. So 100 inches times the fraction 1 foot over 12 inches works out to be 100 over 12, or about 8.33 feet. So what happened to the unit inches in this conversion? Well, we canceled them out by taking the 100-inch starting point and dividing by the inch in the denominator of 12 inches. So we can cancel out written units in the multiplication just like they were numbers that were equal to each other. Before we go any farther, I need to tell you that to learn this process, you need to practice. You need to be able to see the fractions and get used to canceling out units. So an audio segment like this isn't that great. Instead, let me give you some practical examples of where you need to convert units. Well, here's one I just made up. How about you have to take a car trip to Canada and go from Thunder Bay to Toronto, and you plan to stop at gas stations and track your gas mileage? Well, you know your car gets 30 miles per gallon, you know your gas tank has a 14-gallon capacity, and that the distance from a map program from Thunder Bay to Toronto is 866 miles. Pretty much have all you need to know, right? Well, not quite, because Canada is using the international system where distance is in kilometers, gas is measured in liters, and speed limits are kilometers per hour. So you're somehow going to have to convert units. Here's another one. You want to make up a fuel mix for your two-cycle chainsaw. Two-cycle gasoline engines require that you mix the gas and the oil together. The chainsaw calls for a 25-to-1 ratio of gas to oil. You want to make up a gallon of this mixture, so you buy a gallon of gas. You grab the two-cycle oil bottle, and you see that it's marked with two scales with different units, milliliters and ounces. No matter which unit on the oil bottle you go by, you'll still need to figure out how much oil it takes to make up 1/26 of a gallon of gas. Here's one for you chemistry students. You need to make 100 pounds of chemical compound to use in a big industrial application. You know what percentage of the two ingredients are needed to do this, but the chemicals all come in metric quantities, such as kilograms of solid or liters of liquid. Somehow you need to get from liters or kilograms to pounds. Or you're just a geek and you want to know what your waist size is in wiffles. Yep, wiffles. Look it up. In all the cases, you need to know some unit conversions. Fear not. If you spend enough time working on the examples in your homework, the idea of unit conversions will come pretty easy to you. It helps to know some things that are equal so you can make those fractions. Stuff like 1 foot is 12 inches, 1 yard is 3 feet, stuff like that. So you'll have to get fairly good at the metric system units as well, like milli, centi, deci, deca, hecto, kilo, so on. Also, it's no secret that you can search up a lot of these conversions on the internet, but it's good to know the basic ones. Hang in there and remember, science is good.